Good morning. Rain moved into interior New York and New England overnight with heavier bursts of rain early this morning as well. We'll continue to see showers and even some thunderstorms today with heavier rain as a cold front approaches from the west. In this warm and humid environment, most everyone's starting in the 60s and lower 70s, and while temperatures will not climb too much, most everyone should at least be in the lower to mid 70s for afternoon highs. As the cold front heads through the region tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will last into the evening, and overnight will start a drying trend as the front sweeps off the eastern seaboard. The wind will shift from the south to the west-northwest behind the front, and temperatures will start to drop. Overnight lows will be in the upper 40s and lower 50s. With a northwest breeze and high pressure building in on Friday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures will manage to creep up towards 60 for the first part of the day on Friday, then slide back into the mid-50s during the afternoon. The colder air mass will continue to build in on Friday night, and with a wave of low pressure pivoting through on Saturday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers. This disturbance will reinforce the cooler air across the region on Saturday afternoon when it will be breezy and very cool, with highs only in the upper 40s and lower 50s to start the weekend. It'll remain chilly with a mix of sun and clouds and in the mid-50s on Sunday. A series of weak disturbances will then begin to move through the region early to midweek next week. As a result, skies will be partly sunny Monday through Wednesday with the chance of a few showers each day and high temperatures staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Tropical Storm Michael will continue to bring dangerous conditions as it tracks through the Carolinas and into southeastern Virginia today. Intense rainfall rates combined with wet antecedent conditions has led to the issuance of a high risk of excessive rainfall and flash flooding for much of North Carolina and into southern Virginia. 3 to 6 inches of rain with isolated maximum amounts of 8 inches are expected there. Tropical storm force winds are still a threat, and the Storm Prediction Center has indicated isolated tornadoes are possible in the eastern Carolinas and southeastern Virginia. To the west of the storm, a cold front will move through the Appalachians today, clearing the eastern seaboard by tomorrow morning. As tropical moisture streams ahead of the front, heavy rain is possible north of Michael itself. Slight to moderate risks of flash flooding are in place along the mid-Atlantic and southern New England coasts. Behind the front, the eastern United States will finally see fall-like temperatures for the end of the week. And an upper-level trough in the west and another surface front will help support snow in the central Rockies, with 6 to 10 inches possible today in the highest terrain. Some light snow is possible in the central plains and mid-Mississippi Valley by tomorrow morning, with cooler than normal temperatures there. In fact, high temperatures in the northern and central plains and upper Mississippi Valley are forecast to be 15 to 25 degrees below average today. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog, 50 degrees, with a southwest wind at 38 gusting to 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 8 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 7 miles visibility and light rain, 71 degrees, the dew point 68, 90% relative humidity, a south wind at 13, and the barometer at 29.75 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, upper 70s. Boston cloudy with rain likely, lower 70s. And in Buffalo, windy with showers and a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 67. The average temperature, 75, that's 23 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.21 inches for the month and 33.09 inches for the year, which is 2.45 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees, the average low, 41. The record high, 86, set in 1949, and the record low, 22, in 1943. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:19 p.m., 11 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with occasional rain today, perhaps a thunderstorm, with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers tonight in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with occasional rain today, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the middle and upper 70s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, and the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with occasional rain today, possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the lower 70s. Showers and storms ending tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with occasional rain today, possibly a thunderstorm, and highs in the lower 70s. More showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with occasional rain today, possibly a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Showers and storms ending tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, much cooler, highs around 60 early in the day, then temperatures will fall. Mostly cloudy, a few showers Saturday, lower 50s. A mix of sun and clouds, cool on Sunday, mid-50s, and partly sunny on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, with the risk of a few showers all 3 days and highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.